Issues is a series of articles exploring top issues impacting the town and the 2022 Newmarket municipal election, talking with experts and local candidates about their perspectives. Former Newmarket councillor Dave Kerwin has plenty of experience on the campaign trail. Serving on Newmarket Council for more than 30 years, he said he ran 14 times and was only acclaimed once, with one loss amid continued service from 1976 to 2018. What is the key to successful campaigning? He said it was door knocking. You get to know your ward. You get to know where every pothole is, Kerwin said. It's so important to knock on doors and communicate and phone people and visit people. Newmarket candidates have been hard at work on the campaign trail the past several weeks, with door knocking a critical piece of electioneering. With no formalized debates and a single all-candidates meet and greet in the Newmarket election cycle, candidates have not had many venues to get their message out to voters in person. Newmarket Today asked candidates in contested ridings to weigh in on door knocking for their campaigns. Ward 6 incumbent candidate Kelly Broom said she started door knocking before she knew she had an opponent. Meeting in person is very important and critical to the understanding of issues and empowers people to have their say in decisions that affect their lives, neighborhood, and town. You learn so much through door knocking, she said. With over 10,000 voters, you want to make sure you get to as many people as possible. A good website is also very important, as are social media, email and phone. But door knocking trumps other means of reaching voters, Ward 2 candidate Brian Andrews said. He added that he has visited every door in his ward twice. Residents want to meet the candidates in person, he said. Social media is fine, but it doesn't specifically target your particular ward. There are still a considerable amount of people that don't use social media. Mailouts are great, and we did that too, but people need to see you. Ward 2 incumbent Victor Woodhouse said, the reception at the door has been excellent. Door knocking is an important part as residents can get to know their candidate a little better, he said. People are quite happy with Newmarket, and I promise to keep Newmarket as a great place to live. Deputy Mayor candidate Gordon Prentice said as a challenger, it is an important way to explain why he is running. He said he can easily spend 10 to 15 minutes on a doorstep, though he cannot reach every household as a candidate representing the whole town. Although he said most interactions are enjoyable, he recounted one hostile response. There isn't one damn thing that you can do that will make a difference to my life, Prentice quoted a resident saying, adding that he feels that is not true. Deputy Mayor incumbent Tom Vegg said he enjoys the canvassing, and it is more about listening than talking. Door knocking is the best way to connect with the grassroots, engage residents, find out about the issues that matter to them, he said. It gives a better sense of what is working or needs attention, with the goal of creating more vibrant and healthy neighborhoods and a better quality of life for all. Residents also enjoy meeting the candidate. It demonstrates respect and shows you care. It is a very important part of being a civil servant, Ward 1 incumbent candidate Grace Simon said. She added that it is the most effective part of campaigning. Face-to-face is part of being a connected community. I have really missed being out and about running events for Ward 1, bringing people together, Simon said. I work for the community, and they need to know I'm out there, interested and engaged for their needs. Whoever is elected, Kerwin said a door-knocking campaign can help a candidate understand the needs of their community. You want to get out there and make your position known.